It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today I invite you to look with me at the book of Ephesians. Now, I'm going to read several verses as we begin here in chapter 1 of Ephesians as an introduction. Some of the background on this book is, of course, Paul the Apostle is the author. He preached the gospel in Ephesus for about 2 years or a little over 2 years. And as a result, all of Asia was influenced. Now, I'm going to read some verses, and we're going to go back and look at those verses after I read them here. And I trust you have your Bible, and I also trust that you're using the King James Bible. Well, in verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the date of the writing of the book of Ephesians is actually during Paul's final imprisonment in Rome. And of course, at this time, he was awaiting death. And it was approximately AD 62 or AD 63 between those dates. And the setting is this. Paul wrote his letter to the church to be what God wanted them to be. In other words, he wanted people to be what God wanted them to be. For the Jews and Gentiles to be united in one body. We're going to read that and look at that as we study this book. Well, the key verses, I believe, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. I'd like to read those verses right now, starting with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And before I finish and we go back and look at some verses and pick them out in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, let me read for verse 14 again. And that's one of the ones that I would like for you to especially look at. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. The purchased possession means we were purchased from the slave market of sin. There are actually those individuals today who teach that the ransom or the payment for sin was made to Satan himself. We owe Satan nothing except we owe Satan the hatred toward him that he deserves because he turned on God, our Father. And he wanted to be like, or he wanted to raise himself above God, our Father. And I say our Father, that's for those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But notice, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, We will be presented one day to God the Father because Jesus Christ purchased us from the slave market of sin, not from the devil, but from sin itself. He gave himself a ransom for us to the praise of his glory. And that's what we need to look at today is the praise of his glory. Each one of us need to praise God today that Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who are lost. And I was one of those people that I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and now I'm not lost anymore. I'm found. Jesus saved my soul because I trusted in him as my Savior. Well, a couple of more verses in the verses that we've already read, I'd like to call to your attention to here. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Now, no one can enter heaven without being accepted. And the only way, once again, that we are accepted is through Jesus Christ. It says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. We need to praise God daily for his grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a soul like mine. And I pray that that's you today, that you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And one day you will be presented to the Heavenly Father. You will be accepted into beloved in the presence of God himself. Now notice verse 12. Verse 12 says that we should be to the praise of his glory. You notice the word praise and glory. We see that throughout this book. To the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. We first trust in Jesus Christ. We turn ourselves to him. We turn ourselves over to him. And we say, Lord, I want you to save me. Lord, I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. And Lord, I don't want to go my way anymore because I'm not going the way of heaven. The way that I have been going is the way of hell. Lord, I've changed my mind. I want to go to heaven. And I've changed my mind how to get there. And how to get there, I know, is through Jesus Christ. And I ask him to come into my heart right now. Now, if you've done that, then you're on your way to heaven to the praise and glory of God. But if you haven't done that, you cannot praise God today to his glory because you have never trusted him as Lord and Savior. May I invite you to do so. Turn. In other words, turn to him. And the only thing that's keeping you from going to heaven is refusal of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can't work your way to heaven. It must be through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because it's not by works of righteousness which we are saved, but according to his mercy that he saves us. And that's the only way that a person gets to heaven is through Jesus Christ, through his mercy. He saves us when we come to him, faith believing that he is God, that he is the Savior, that he was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless, perfect life. He went to the cross of Calvary. He had done nothing wrong. And that was the only way that he could save us, was by coming to this world and giving his life on the cross of Calvary. He went there. He shed his blood for the sins of the whole world. And you remember, God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. He loved the world so much. And that means the people of this world. He loved us so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross of Calvary. His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus knew no sin. He never sinned. The devil tried to get him to. But Jesus, every time the devil tempted him, he said, it is written. Where is it written? In the Word of God. He is the Word. He knows. He wrote the book. It's God breathed. The Word of God is, that's the reason we call it the Word of God, because it is God breathed. Well, Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood for the sins of this world so that he could buy people back from the slave market of sin. We are in slavery until we come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ loves everybody. He went to the cross, he shed his blood, and then the Bible says that he was buried. Now, had he remained buried, we would be lost. We would never have eternal life. But thank God he did not remain in the grave. The Bible tells us that he came out of the grave after 3 days and 3 nights. He rose from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, you and I have eternal life today. Once again, we have eternal life. That's for those of us who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. You too can have eternal life if you will ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, to come into your heart and say, Lord, I'm trusting you to save me so that I will be able to go to heaven. And once again, we read these verses in Ephesians, and it says, to the grace, to the glory of God. That's what we need to be doing today, is singing praises to the glory of God. He is the one who is the creator. He is the one who is the sustainer of life. He gives us the very breath that we breathe. And today, why not trust him as your Lord and Savior? And Christian, let me speak to you. If you have trusted Jesus Christ and you are a Christian, then you and I need to be living as Christians. We need to be dedicating ourselves to the glory of God, letting other people know that Jesus saves, that he came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost, and to let people know that he will in no wise cast them out once they have trusted him as Lord and Savior. Now, saved person, you need to be serving him today. You need to be telling others about him, either by way of a tract or by word of mouth, giving that lost person today the plan of salvation. May I suggest that you start with your family, telling your loved ones how that they too can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You need to be living for him. You need to be doing what he wants you to do. You need to be in a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. You say, well, how do I find that? You ask God to lead you and guide you. And you take your Bible and you listen to the person who's doing the preaching or teaching, and you listen and you watch and you see if they're going by the Word of God. And by the way, God will lead you into all truth if you will let him. Do not be confused. You need to let God lead you. You need to pray and ask God to lead and guide you. Now, my suggestion is, if someone has led you to the Lord, if they've told you how to be saved and you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, then that would be a good person to ask, where should I go to church? Where is a good local church? Probably, I would say 80 or 90% of the time, that person is going to lead you and help you find a church that's preaching and teaching the Word of God. Because the first thing that I believe is on a person's mind when they get saved and on their heart is telling other people about Jesus Christ. And if you've recently been saved, you need to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, local church where the Word of God is preached, where it is taught, and where you can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the Bible teaches us as well. Once we get saved, we can grow in His grace and in His knowledge. We become a child of God at that point, and he wants to lead us, and he wants to guide us. And the way he guides us is through his word. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth, helping us to understand, as Christians, as saved people, what we need to be doing, not to be saved, but because we are saved and that we're on our way to heaven. We need to praise God today. Let's praise God right now. Thank you, Lord. And I praise you today. Thank you for the glory that you have given, that you have brought to this earth in Jesus Christ. Thank you for saving my soul. And Lord, I pray for these who are listening. May you touch that individual today, either with salvation or help them to grow in your grace and in your knowledge. Amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.